Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson, and we're going to talk to somebody who is the epitome of common sense. He's called the Common Sense Conservative, and this is a man who had a very successful career as a college coach and could be cruising the world now, enjoying life, playing golf, and he chose to throw his hat into the arena and is helping us all. And I just want to thank you, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Thank you for joining us
today.
Yes,
sir. Thanks for having me on. And again, I miss coaching, but I'm glad I'm here in the Senate. It's a challenge. And as you said earlier, common sense is two words you don't hear very often up in this what we call the Hill. But I'm glad to be here trying to help people from Alabama and people of our country, because this is a trying time and our country is in peril as we speak.
Absolutely. And thank you for your part in trying to protect the rights of the unborn and, you know, stopping the Pentagon from using taxpayer money for abortions. You know, what's going on with the DOD policy?
Well, as you well know, ever since the Roe v. Wade decision from the Supreme Court was kicked back to the states, which it should have been, this White House has tried to find any way around to make sure that they can do as many abortions as they possibly can. And I fought it in the VA, and we hadn't had abortions in the VA in its existence. But they've been able to manipulate everything they possibly could to get it in there, and they have now. And so now we have abortions in the VA, but we're going to continue to block that because it's taxpayer money. And the DOD now has decided that, we've had an abortion policy, but it's not enough. They've had rape, incest, and health of the mom as three exceptions. But now it's abortion at any time and anywhere, and also their dependents of the military personnel. So we're going to go from a couple dozen a year, Dr. Carson, to probably 4,000 to 5,000 a year in the military. And, you know, I've been complaining about it because Hyde Amendment says you cannot spend taxpayer money on abortion.
Exactly.
Yeah, this White House could care less, though. They could care less. And so we're fighting it. We're going to continue to fight it. I've got the block on the nominations of the admirals and generals. But
how long can that go on?
Well, they can go on forever. But the thing that they do is they can still go through regular order one at a time and send nominations through. But they don't want to do that. They want to do 50 to 100, 200 at a time and just and do other things here. And like I told them, hey, I'm here to work. We can stay during the weekends. But, it's just one of those things that they're going to continue to try to push on us. And I sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense, Secretary Austin, basically said, listen, you weren't elected to Congress, so you don't make laws. We do. So let us do the lawmaking.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. And what's been the response from some of the other senators?
Oh, it's been good. We had a lot of people sign on. And again, I'm out there on an island right now. Mike Lee's the only one that's really signed on as supportive. But I think everybody's pretty supportive. And I want to thank you for your your letter that you sent, because that meant a lot. But it's just important that we have more and more people get involved, this Dr. Carson, because it is right now, this administration is, as you can tell, is trying to do everything in they possibly can to turn us into a different type of country than we have been in the last 247-8 years. And there's not a positive thing that's happening right now in our country, especially with Title 42 going under, inflation, crime everywhere, education is going backwards, and of course our foreign relations are god awful. So hopefully we can make some progress.
Well, all these things that are going on that you just named and a few more are all self-inflicted. They are not things that need to be going on. And, we just have to hope and pray that we can get some real leadership before it's too late. But back to the military, there's a real recruiting crisis. 15,000 deficit this year is expected to be even worse next year. What do you think is the cause of that?
Well, it's just because of we're turning our military into a woke institution. And it's the military should be non-political. And every time you look up now, they're advertising drag queens in the military. Of course, I wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal. The Navy has had its Bud Light moment because, as we're hearing, the prospectus of this year, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army are going to all be short. Last year, the Army was short 15,000 in recruiting in this all-volunteer Army. And this coming year, you're going to have almost every branch of the military that's going to be short in recruiting. You don't have kids wanting to go in it. And I know some kids that have been given opportunities to go to some of our academies, West Point, Naval Academy. Yeah. They've turned it down, Dr. Carson. I've never heard of that before. A $600,000 free education. And these kids don't want to get involved with this woke mentality that we're teaching. That we're actually teaching woke classes in our military academies. And so we're headed the wrong direction. And somebody better wake up and smell the roses. As you said earlier, it's all about leadership. And we have very little leadership since President Trump has left office.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And what about the over 8,000 enlisted men who were kicked out because of the vaccine mandate?
Yeah.
Is there any redress for those people?
It's an embarrassing that we even had to go through this. And I understand, that for years the military has pretty much forced vaccines on people. But this was a different day. This was a different era. And I think it had a lot to do with extremism. They were targeting people not just for vaccines, but also for being supposedly extremist in our country, which is the most stupid thing I've ever heard of. Because I was here on January the 6th. That was my first day in the office and as a senator. And I've never seen anything like what happened. After that, it was under control, and then Nancy Pelosi brought in 25,000 National Guard troops. We put fences. I mean, it took three fences to get to my office at that time, and everybody had gone home. And we still spent $500 million supposedly protecting people up here on Capitol Hill. We can protect ourselves. We don't need to be spending money like that. But the vaccine mandate was all about running out people that didn't really believe in this government.
Right. Well, I was outspoken about it because, as a pediatric neurosurgeon, I've been looking out for the welfare of children for decades. And they're advocating a vaccine, quote, vaccine, unquote, for children who have a 0.025% chance of death or serious complication if they got COVID. And we have no idea what the long-term risk of mRNA-induced immunity is. So 10 or 15 years from now, we may be in another crisis. Why would we trade almost 0% problems with unknown long-term problems? It makes no sense. The good thing, and the thing that's very encouraging to me, is that only about 13% of parents got their kids vaccinated. Tells you that the American people have a lot more common sense than we think they do. They knew that this was not a good thing for their children. But the real problem to me the way the whole vaccine thing was handled, the whole COVID thing, is people have lost trust in our public health system. And there were so many things that were said that were not true. And no one will own up to it. No one will apologize. No one will say we were wrong and this is what we've learned. And I think that just continues to exacerbate the problem. But do you think that there's ever going to be any clarification or apology or change in direction? Because one of the things that happened is the FDA has a rule that says in a pandemic, you cannot have an EUA, an emergency use authorization, for a new vaccine or a new product if there are other viable treatments. And of course, it should be just the opposite. You should be saying, we should approach this with every avenue possible so that we can find the right solution.
Well, I'm on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, Dr. Carson, and that was my first 2 years. All we did, and we had, of course, Fauci there about once every 2 months, and the CDC director, and other people, and talking about the vaccine and the virus and those things. We had so much misinformation given to us in those 2 years. It's absolutely amazing. And basically, it was a cover-up. And, of course, I think Dr. Fauci is going to have some explaining to do. More and more of this is coming out because we all went after him, but Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, really went after him because him being a doctor, he understood gain-of-function research. And it's just amazing to me how all that now people have forgotten about. They want to get by this, but there's got to be some oversight, some accountability to this, because as they say, we could have another one of these in a short period of time. But as you said earlier, here's the main point with all this. The American people do not trust federal government anymore. And a lot because of this virus and the things that they heard, things that were done to people. And I still see people walking around in masks, still taking the COVID vaccine. And it's absolutely amazing to me. And then you look on the flip side of that, Dr. Carson, in Ukraine, we have gain of function research labs in Ukraine. In Sudan, we fund gain of function research laboratories in Sudan. And what in the world are we doing? We're asking for it, exactly what we're doing. And our federal government's way over its skis when it comes to this research and development and gain of function.
Absolutely. Now, a question for you. Since 2003, biological men have won 28 women's sport titles. What does that mean for women regarding scholarships and academic opportunities?
You know, that was my former career of 40 years, and I saw the emergence of Title IX and how young girls and women had the opportunity to compete on a level playing field in terms of facilities and money and coaches, and it flourished. If there's anything that's been done right here in the federal government in my lifetime, it was Title IX. And it's made leaders out of young women and young girls, giving them opportunity to have scholarships. But Joe Biden this month is taking a sledgehammer to Title IX by allowing biological boys, but not allowing, just basically saying, if you don't allow biological boys to be able to play at your schools, you will not get federal funding. It is absolutely amazing to me why this administration is adamant about this. And I'll tell you why they want it. They don't want family. They don't want gender. And they want power. And you can't tell this administration anything. They don't look at anything in terms of common sense. But this will destroy Title IX. And it's just one of the factors that goes along with everything else this administration is doing is to tear down the nuclear family.
Right. I think that's the bottom line. Our faith and our family are being severely attacked. And those are the very things that the Marxists like Lenin talked about when they talked about the United States and how incredibly strong we were, how it would be very difficult to bring us down unless you attacked our faith and our family. And I think, you know, we're going to have to wake up. We certainly appreciate people like yourself who are awake. And if if I'm not mistaken, you're one of the sponsors of the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. How would that protect girls in sport? It passed the House. Where does it stand now?
Yeah, well, it passed the House about 3 weeks ago. Then I took it to the Senate floor knowing that Majority Leader Schumer is not going to bring it to the floor. They do not want this to pass. So I put it on the floor as a continued resolution, a CR, and it didn't make it to first base with the Democrats. All of them voted against it. All of them voted against it in the House. So it just goes to show you where they stand, for women. And again, the Protect Women and Girls in Sports Act basically says if you allow biological boys to play in women's sports, you lose your funding, your state and federal funding. So it's just the opposite of what Joe Biden's doing this month with an executive order. Again, we have to have ours voted in, and he's playing dictator from the White House, and he's going to get his way, and we're not going to get ours, and it's going to ruin women's sports. And I can't. And another fact about this, women are going to have to start standing up all across this country. This Riley Gaines, she's taking the podium and challenging all the women. Hey, where are you? If we don't stand up and do something about this, they're going to ruin women's sports. And so she's speaking out. Absolutely. And I think she's building a good coalition behind her, Dr. Carson.
Okay, we're going to take a very short break and we'll be right back with you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Well, you know, when I look around and I notice what's going on in our country, and you listen to people, most of them are not in agreement with the things that we see that are happening. Most Americans actually have common sense. The thing that's lacking is courage. People have a tendency to stand in the corner and look at their shoes and hope no one calls them a nasty name. How can we ever be the land of the free if we're not the home of the brave? What can we do? Is there anything we can do to get people to be courageous again?
Well, what we've got to do is start trying to get God back in our country, back in our schools. We've got to get families back involved. There's so many kids out there, Dr. Carson, that have one or no parent. And that's what the Democrats want. They want to have empowerment over the kids where they can indoctrinate them. When you and I were growing up, we were taught by our parents, not the federal government. They want all the power they possibly can get over the kids that are growing up. And they're indoctrinating them in our schools right now. That's what you're seeing on the streets. I saw this the last 10, 15 years of coaching. I saw it being taught in our classrooms. I'd read thousands of grade reports every year looking at kids that I might possibly recruit. I'd go in high schools all across the country. Our education system has been ruined by the teachers' unions. And if we don't do something about it, it's not going to get any better. But we have got to get God and family back in this country. If we don't, we will not survive as you and I have grown up in the great country that we live in.
Well, that is exactly right. I'm actually writing a book right now about faith and family, which are the things that are being under such great attack right now. And unfortunately, the left is being rather successful. And we have to make sure that people actually understand what's going on and how they're being manipulated. And a lot of this changing of the definition of the family is part of it. And the Marxists obviously do not want God, and they do not want family. They want you dependent on the government. And the government continues to expand and continues to grow. And of course, that was the reason that people came to this country in the first place. They wanted a place where they could live the life they wanted. They could worship the way they wanted, as long as they weren't interfering with someone else. And you would have limited government. You know, particularly the Puritans pushed that. But now we see with every year more and more encroachment. And I know there are individuals like yourself who are opposed to it, but do you think there's any chance we can ever get back to a country that is of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for the government?
Well, and we talked about God earlier. The Democratic far left and even a lot of the Democrats now, they want to be God in our country. They want total control and power over everything that we do. And that's not, as you said, that's not why and how for the reason that this country was created over 247 years ago. It was because we got tired of that tyranny and we wanted out. But we can do that. But the American people have to recognize, and again, I was amazed, Dr. Carson, that November, in this last election, that the people around the country went and voted for these people in the Senate to give them continued power. Now, luckily, we got the House, and so we can cut back on the spending that the crazies on the left want to do. But we are losing the battle at the ballot box. We have to learn how to vote. We have to go vote early, like the left. We've got to pick out the candidates that are conservative, that believe in God and family. I'm a Donald Trump fan through and through. And I'll tell you that. I was the first senator who came out for him. I talked to him weekly. He's the only person that I can know that would stand up to this crooked media that we have and would go back.
That's why they hate him so much.
Exactly. I mean, they hate him. And everybody goes, well, he talks cruel. I said, let me tell you something. If we don't get somebody like Donald Trump in there, it is over. It is over the country that we all grew up in. And so I think people will recognize that. When I first acknowledged that I was supporting President Trump in the election a few months ago when he came out, all the media goes, what are you doing that for? What are you doing? I said, listen, if we continue down this path, a lot of you will vote for Donald Trump November in 2024, because it is going to be twice as bad as it is now. And you're going to recognize what y'all have done to this country. So we just have to elect people that believe in the United States of America and the Constitution and God. If we don't do that, if we don't get away from all this personality stuff and don't realize the situation we're in, we're going to lose. And we're going to end up like Canada and some of these European countries. And I call them rats. Ruin America through socialism. That's my acronym because, you know, that's all we use up here. So I've come up with my own. They're rats.
Well, I tell you, you are spot on. And do you think there's any appetite in Congress to address some of the maladies that are going on in our election system? Because, you know, what happened in 2020 with unelected people deciding that signatures don't have to match, addresses don't have to match, whether the ballots were turned in on time or not is really irrelevant. I mean, it's almost like the Wild West. And Is there any appetite for addressing that, or are we just going to be in the same situation the next time around?
Well, here's what's got to happen, and we in Congress have addressed it with all the states. The state governments are in charge of their own elections, And most of them have done a lot of background, a lot of research, and done the right things to control what's been going on. We don't have an election day like you and I grew up in. Now we have an election month. So we not only have to get our states understanding, they got to go by their laws, they got to set the laws, they got to oversee their ballots and what's going on. But we have got to start putting money into early voting. We don't do that as Republicans. You know, this ballot harvesting stuff, I mean, President Trump at 11:30 on 2020 at night had won the election, and then they quit voting in six states, and all of a sudden all these thousands and thousands of votes started coming in, you know, from suitcases and briefcases and all that. There's no doubt what happened, but, you know, there's no reason to complain about it now. We got to go and make sure this next election is not the same way, because it's got to be fair, and whoever wins, wins. But let's make sure it's fair. But we've got to start putting money as the Republican Party do like Democrats, is put it on the ground game, go out and get people to vote, get them to vote the right way, but also protect our integrity in this country, because if we lose our integrity, which we're slowly losing it, our moral values, it's going to be over anyway.
Thank you, everyone, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of people from other countries, and they all have the same question for me. What's happening to you guys? That's what they all are asking. I mean, it is so obvious to everybody that we're just diving off the cliff. And I really think the majority of the people understand that. They just don't know what to do. And what would you say to them? As a very wise, commonsensical person, what would you say to those people? And they are myriad. They are everywhere. They are so frustrated. I was in Michigan last night speaking to a pro-life group. Everybody's feeling, you know, really put upon, and that we're going out of spinning out of control.
I was on an airplane last week set by a lady coming from California back to Washington, D.C., and she's Canadian. And she said, looked at me and said the same thing. What are y'all doing to your country? You do not want to be Canada. You do not understand what's going on in our country. We've lost our rights. We've lost our freedoms. We lost the opportunity to have a democracy. We have a dictator now in this president that we have, and you're headed in the same direction. And, you know, I'm sitting there listening to her, and she's going, you do not want what we have. It is awful. And so I tell as many people as I can, Dr. Carson, and I talk to people. I do radio shows, podcasts, get on TV. We have to get the word out that what's getting ready to happen, or what's happening in front of us right now, is not what we want as a country and for our kids and grandkids. We have to be able to get the word out and understand that if we continue this road through the election processes we just talked about, and also let the far left continue to control the narrative in the media. I mean, it's just going to be so hard for us to get, you know, our kids back, because our kids right now are being indoctrinated in the last 15, 20 years. And it's that we've got to get this teachers union out, and we got to get school choice in. and let our kids go to school where they can be taught reading, writing, and math instead of learning all the social justice and identity politics.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you're touching on the last subject I wanted to hit before. I know you have to go. Education. You know, there was a story a couple of months ago, you probably saw it, where they evaluated 23 public schools in Baltimore to see how many children were functioning at grade level in math. There were thousands of children who were evaluated. Zero. Not a single one. And, you know, what's left for these kids? We have people graduating from high school who are functionally illiterate. And they're not going to be able to get a good job. And they find themselves in crime, trafficking, drugs, all kinds of things. And how could this be going on in a country like ours? The fact of the matter is, we know what to teach. We know how to teach it. Somebody must be behind the dumbing down of our population. And if you go back and you look at transitions that have occurred to socialism, they frequently are preceded by a dumbing down of the population. Is it possible that that's going on in the United States?
Well, we don't challenge our kids anymore. Everybody wants, they want everybody the same. They don't hold people to higher standards. We look at color more than we look at education in our schools. And I'll tell you that I've been in schools all over this country in my entire lifetime. And I've talked to counselors and principals and teachers, and it's embarrassing the situation that we've got our country in terms of education, Dr. Carson. It all goes back to teachers' unions. A lot of the kids in some of the rural areas have an opportunity in suburban areas. The kids in the urban areas, in the big cities, have zero chance of surviving the education they're being taught right now. And as you said, the proficiency is terrible. I spent some of my own money teaching kids to read. They would come into some of these schools I'd be coaching. We'd give them tests on reading, writing, math, and science. You'd have kids come in that had a 4-point GPA or 3.5. Then they couldn't read third grade reading level. And we had to teach them before we put them in any really structured classes in college. Because if you fail too many classes early, you can't catch up as a college athlete, and you have to have a certain grade point. So it's really embarrassing where this country's gotten to. And it goes back to what I've said two or three times. The teachers unions are corrupt, and they are ruining our country. They're ruining our kids. They're ruining our families. And they're not giving kids of color an opportunity in these inner cities to compete. They're just giving them grades, getting them out, not doing their job. And they ought to be fired, and they ought to be stripped of any opportunity for any pension or anything, because that's all they want. They just want an opportunity to take money, live a good life, but they don't care about the kids that they're supposed to be training and educating.
You're so right about that. And of course, that was the reason that John Adams said that our system is designed for an educated and informed populace. He recognized that people who were not informed would be very easy to manipulate. That's what unscrupulous politicians thrive on. People who, you just tell them something, they say, okay, that's what he said, that must be true. And obviously, that's not America. That's not how America was formed. That's not how we rose from nowhere to the pinnacle of the world in record time. And it is, however, how we can fall if we don't once again claim education as important and our faith. And of course, with American Cornerstone, those are our four cornerstone pillars: faith, liberty, community, and life. And you are a wonderful representative of that. Do you have a parting word for our audience?
Well, the one thing I'd like to say is at the end of the day, we have still lived, you and I and people living today, still living in and on the greatest country to face the earth. When I leave the country, I can't wait to get back. But We do not want to be one of those one world conglomerates that this Biden administration wants us to join. We want to be independent. We want to give our people in this country an opportunity and a chance. But, you know, the worst thing going on right now for us is, and where there's a lot of bad things, that border is ruining the taxpayers of this country and taken away from our kids and our grandkids. And it's just unfortunate that's going on. But we will survive because we're strong. Amen. And we're determined, and we're going to keep God on our side, and he's going to give us that chance. So pray for our country. Amen. Every day.
Well, you know, if God was willing to save Sodom and Gomorrah for 10 people, we should have this, but we got to do our part. And you're doing your part, and I just want to thank you on the behalf of all of our listeners for being courageous and hanging in there. We need people like you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Carson.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, it was certainly refreshing to talk to Senator Tuberville. He's standing firm against the excesses of the administration and people who are trying to fundamentally change our nation. Courageous leaders like that are what we need right now. And I want you to think about renewal. It's springtime. And even though we just celebrated the National Day of Prayer, and it was great having so many of you tune in for that. We had thousands of people, beautiful prayers that were said for our nation. I don't think God has forgotten about us. I think maybe we have forgotten about him. But I'm encouraging you for your prescription to pray every single day. Make prayer a way of life. I'll tell you what Billy Graham said. He said, prayer is a way of life, not just for emergencies. Make it a habit. And when the need arises, you will be in practice. I think that's a very good way to put it. Let's bug the Lord about our country. If he hears it enough from so many of us and knows we're serious, I think we will once again be able to get back on that track. We need a revival in our nation. We've had a couple in the past, and I think we need it more than ever right now because we're on the brink of turning into something unrecognizable, and it's happening at breakneck speed. And we don't want to be just complainers. We want to be doers. Well, that's it for this week's show. And please subscribe for free, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your broadcasts, so that you don't miss any episodes. Rate us, review us. Tell your friends and family about us because we need to spread common sense. And don't forget the cornerstone principles, faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next week.